Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today we are going to be talking about those career setbacks and how we can reframe them so they don't get us down. We can keep on moving forward and we learn from these experiences. So the first thing that I want to say before I sort of go into, I guess, some steps and strategies that I've written down and researched around how we can really start reframing things is that I think it's really important to remember that when it comes to our careers or anything in life, the expectation that we're going to continue just to soar and keep on going up and the road is going to be completely linear and not have any bumps or obstacles in the way as we continue to progress and evolve is not the best way to go about our career journey. At the end of the day, we are going to come across obstacles. We are going to come up against roadblocks. But the trick is how we choose to reframe them, how we handle them, and more importantly, how we grow from them. So look, when I reflect on my own career journey and even my own business journey, I have made so many mistakes. I've had failures. I've had things that had I of dwelled in them and picked myself apart and criticized myself and put myself down, that could have been the end of the road for me. I could have told myself a story of, right, I'm not good at business, or I'm not good at recruitment, or I'm not good at this or good at that. That's it for me. I'm going to go and do something far more easy. And that's the end of my career journey. But the reality is that it's from these moments of struggle, of hardship, of when things get tough, that we really actually learn a lot about ourselves. And I think if you sit there right now and you reflect on all of the things that you've gone through, not even just in your career, but over your life, and some of them might be really, really tough and really, really challenging. But how have you overcome that? Because you're here now, you're sat there listening to this, which tells me that you're okay. Like it didn't stop you. You kept on going and hopefully you learned a valuable lesson from whatever stood in your way and you overcame it. But this whole idea of we're just going to continue to just climb the corporate ladder and our careers are just going to go, you know, just keep on progressing, you know, in this upward spiral, I think is extremely, extremely outdated. And one really, really interesting conversation I had was with the CTO of Microsoft, Sarah Carney, and the way she put things was so profound because she said that when she would go into new roles, for example, she would take a role that some people would view as a sidestep or even a step backwards. But what she was doing is she was identifying her skill gaps and going, okay, what do I need to learn in order to then get me ahead eventually, to get me that promotion when I'm ready for it? Oh, okay, I need to maybe learn more about proposals, or I need to learn more about bid writing, or I need to learn more about that software. So I'm gonna make a career transition into these areas and then upskill that way, as opposed to just constantly expecting the next promotion or the next leap. She was sort of zigzagging throughout her career and acquiring more skills into her skill bucket. And then that landed her eventually, after all these skills that she had accumulated, the role of CTO of Microsoft. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, please go back and listen to it, because there were so many nuggets of gold in that. And I learned so much myself. It was an amazing, amazing episode. So definitely one to listen to. But look, so you might be sat there now and you might be listening to this and say, well, Georgie, I'm not where I want to be in my career. My coworker just got a promotion ahead of me. I've just been let go from my job, or I've been interviewing and my confidence is really low. I feel really knocked down and I'm really struggling right now. And that the first step to anything before we move forward is just actually allowing ourselves to feel and accept what's happened and how we're feeling. There is nothing worse than trying to slap a smile on our face and pretend that we're okay when we're not. The first thing when I'm going through anything tough in my life is just to surrender and acknowledge that I'm actually feeling that way. And for myself, as somebody who's quite a positive and upbeat, you know, glass half full kind of girl, that can be quite daunting and quite scary to do, to just actually look within and go, actually, I'm not okay. And I'm really struggling and I'm really finding this tough to deal with. But as soon as you say that out loud and admit that's how you're feeling, you do regain that power. And I've noticed that throughout my life, it's been the times when I've just sort of accepted and surrendered to how I'm feeling and allowed myself to feel it, more importantly, that I learn a lot. Now, I guess the trick is, once you have identified that you're feeling sad, emotional, angry, maybe frustrated, disappointed, shame, even like anxiety, all of these lower vibrational emotions, is not to stay there. Because yes, all emotions want to be felt. They're a bit like data. They're constantly just telling ourselves, like I heard a quote the other day, that thoughts are the language of the mind and emotions are the language of the body. So it's really, really tough, I guess, when we're in those sort of lower states of emotions, to then obviously we want to try and get ourselves out of that. Because when we're in that state, we're not going to be inspired to take action. We're not going to feel as motivated to get up and apply for a new job, or, you know, work on ourselves or acquire some new skills. So once we have acknowledged how we're feeling, we then need to decide, okay, how long do I want to stay here for? How long do I want to marinate in this situation, in this circumstance? Do I want to stay here a day, a week, a month? Hopefully not longer than that, or hopefully not longer than even a day. But you get to decide how long you stay in those lower vibrational emotions. And for me, I don't want to be there long. So I take out my journal and I write out how I'm feeling, and I really reflect on how have I ended up here? What, taking a little bit of responsibility in whatever way I can, because I do believe when we take responsibility, we regain the power. But really sitting with myself, reflecting, acknowledging how I'm feeling, and then deciding how I want to move forward. That's the absolute key. So when you're going through this period of any sort of setback in life, just have some self-compassion for yourself, because as soon as you start beating yourself up and criticizing yourself, you are just, you're not helping. You're honestly going to make yourself stay in that situation for a lot longer. So forgive yourself, move on. If it was something that you couldn't control, I encourage you to move on even quicker and look to the future. Then decide, how do I want to feel? How do I want to show up tomorrow? What do I want to work towards? And give yourself a North Star to work on. Have that direction and then constantly be working on yourself to get to that end goal. But that is honestly the first step, acknowledging how you feel, don't beat yourself up, and then decide how you want to move forward. So the second piece, I guess, to that is, when you are looking at these quote unquote setbacks, again, it is how we look at them. And it's really, really tough to do, but it is so powerful to do. It's reframing them as they're not failures, they are opportunities to grow. And I honestly believe that every single time that I've experienced something, whether it's a challenge or a struggle in my life, there has been a very, very valuable lesson in it for me. And when I really sit with those lessons, I can learn and grow so much. And when I really, really reflect on the biggest moments of my growth, it has come after a challenge, after a setback. So I think that's really, really important to sit with. So if you're sat there right now and you have just gone through something really tough, what lesson could this teach you? What could you learn from this experience? There is no such thing as a failure, only the failure to learn. For example, as some of you know, I started a business called Flive. It was a live streaming fitness app. And look, there were so many mistakes made when we started that business. I was young and I was inexperienced and completely naive to all the things that, all the things that a business needed to actually make it successful. But I look back on that experience now, and it would be so easy to beat myself up, because myself and my husband, we spent a lot of money in developing that fitness app. We, you know, we raised capital. So we took money off people that we knew and investors, and ultimately it didn't work. And when I reflect back on that time now, I honestly have nothing but feelings of pure, just that feeling of I'm actually proud. I'm proud because one, I took the risk to actually do it in the first place, which I know so many people sit there with an idea and they never execute. So I was like proud of myself for just doing it. But all of the lessons that I learned, if I didn't go through that experience, if I didn't go through that quote unquote failure, CH Solutions, the recruitment company I run now, would never ever had been born. It would never would have been started. Now, it took me a while to really reframe it like I'm just saying it now, because of course I beat myself up. Of course I did step one, which was sit in all those feelings and sit in all of those emotions and feel sorry for myself for probably far too long. But I said to myself, right, Georgie, you've spent a lot of money doing this. You've made some mistakes. You've hired the wrong people. Right. Are you going to sit here and let this be your story for the rest of your life and carry this around over the next decade or two, or are you going to actually move forward and learn something from this experience and apply this new lesson and this new knowledge that you've learned into something new? And that is exactly what I did. So when it comes to anything, whether you're sat there in a career or you've maybe just come out of an interview and you go, oh, absolutely bombed that was terrible. Like, again, okay, what's the lesson in it? Could you go into the next interview more prepared? Could you have done more research on the company? Could you have networked around the business a bit more? Okay, so these are all things that we can learn from, but we must reframe the way we look at failures. And I do blame our society slightly because we don't sort of look at failures as stepping stones to success. But ultimately, that's exactly what they are. And we get to decide the lessons and the growth that come from them. So that's a really, really big key. So once you've sat with yourself and you've, acknowledged how you're feeling and you're starting to work through those emotions and you're reframing the way you look at your failures, the next step really then is taking a look at yourself and going, okay, what are my gaps? And maybe setting some new goals. So once you've experienced a setback, it's then really important to acknowledge that, do you know what? Maybe I don't know everything. Maybe I need to invest some time into my growth. Okay. Well, what's coming in the new world of work, right? Well, there's a huge rise in AI and new technologies. Like, am I across this? Am I somebody that is a good communicator? Okay. Am I somebody that's a good leader and a good people manager? You know your gaps. You know the areas that you need to work on. For example, for myself, so I'm looking to grow CH Solutions. I want to grow a team. I want to hire more people. Now, I know then for me, I really need to work on my leadership style. Leadership has been a real journey for me and still a journey that I'm on. I think that it's not something that comes very naturally to me. I am a very A-type personality, and I sort of go in 90 miles an hour, and I kind of maybe in the past have expected everybody to just keep up. So that's something I need to work on. And again, I said this to somebody the other day, it's really important for me, especially I'm talking to me now in my leadership skill, is to train, don't blame. Don't assume that people just know what you know. And that's what I've done in the past. So for me, I really need to, having analyzed my gap, work on my leadership skills. So that's something that for me right now I'm working on. So I'm listening to podcasts. I am reading loads of books on leadership and just really trying to understand what are the skills that, what does make a good leader? I'm going to get some more people on the podcast to talk about leadership because I want to get better. I want to improve my leadership skills. And I think that that's the powerful thing, is that when you understand why you want to do something, why it's important to you or why it's important to your business or your career, it's easier then to go on that journey of learning and upskilling. But honestly, the way the world is moving, we need to be constantly working on ourselves. We need to be developing not only our hard skills, but also our soft skills as well. And these are two things that go hand in hand, but one without the other is not going to get you to where you want to be in the future of work. So when it comes to those sort of harder skills, for me, it's getting better at, business development, negotiation. When it comes to those softer skills, it's getting better at listening, communicating, empathizing. So these are all of the soft skills and the hard skills that I am wanting to work on. Social media, marketing, branding, if I want to get the brand Seat Solutions and the podcast Career Confidence out there, I need to get good at marketing. I need to get good at social media. Okay, well, who's the best person in social media marketing? Oh, right. Well, I need to go and listen to their podcast. So I need to go and read their book. So people in your industry that are exceptional and are excelling, right? So make sure you go and buy their books, go and listen to their podcasts, go and read their blogs, immerse yourself in constant learning. That is absolutely imperative. And if you are somebody that feels that you're falling behind in your career, then take ownership of that and do something about it and put yourself in these situations where you can learn and grow from other people that are the key here, where you want to be. Never take advice from somebody who's not where you want to be. Always be looking up and going, okay, why is that person successful? I said this multiple times in the podcast because it's absolutely true. Success leaves clues. So even in your business, your place of work right now, is there somebody that potentially could mentor you? Is somebody that you look up to and you could maybe take out for a coffee once a month and, ask them a few questions, pick their brain on a few things, like ask them, okay, how did you do what you've done? Why are you where you are today? What can I do? What do I need to work on? Maybe you could even ask some of your trusted coworkers or family members or good friends, what do you think my strengths are? But also, what do you think what I could maybe work on and tweak and get better at? The more you can learn, the more you can accumulate over this period, the more you are going to set yourself up for success. So really set thinking about, okay, where are my gaps? And how am I going to improve and close those gaps to then make sure that I can get ahead in my career and my life? And the final piece, if you are sitting there right now, you're experiencing a setback and you are really having a tough time, is to make sure you've got a really good support network and system around you. There are a lot of people right now that are struggling, and I have so much compassion for that because a lot of my friends are really struggling with all of the cost of living crisis at the minute. And there's a lot of people that are under a lot of stress. So if that's you, one, do not be ashamed if you need to reach out and get help and talk to somebody. And secondly, make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people that love and care and support you. Honestly, it's in those times, in those days where I have been in a bit of a struggle, a bit of a having a few down moments, beating myself up for whatever reason, that I know the people I can call upon. I know the people that I can pick up the phone and say, hey, Pam, hey, Hannah, hey, Kyle, hey, whoever, and talk it out. And these people are my biggest fans, but also my biggest critics. And they're not afraid to tell me as it is in a beautiful way, but they're also the people that I have so much trust in. And I know if I'm having a bad moment, they will be there to see me through it. So that is absolutely key, surrounding yourself with good people that love and care for you and cheer you on. But look, that is today's episode. It was short, it was sharp, and I hope that you've got something that you can take away from this episode today. But look, I just want to also just take a moment to thank you for listening to these episodes, listening to these solos. And I always say this, but I love hearing from you. So if you have anything that you want me to talk on, anything that you're struggling with right now, anything that you think, oh, I'd love you just to have a conversation about this, Georgie, like reach out to me on LinkedIn. It's where I hang out the most, LinkedIn or Instagram. They're the two places that I would be most responsive. So I really hope I hear from you soon. And for everyone that's listening, thank you so much. And I will speak to you again next week. Have an amazing, amazing rest of week, and I'll chat to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.